know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella had an epic meltdown one time that was so gnarly, he ended up setting fire to the carpet.
He caught the rug on fire. There's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had. They didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
And they said that the entire locker room or wherever it was smelled like burnt milk for like the rest of the season.
So have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella type of individual, or maybe you had a Lou Piniella moment yourself? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a few great text messages. This one said, I worked at an Outback Steakhouse. It was in the middle of a busy rush on a Saturday. It was always crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Outback. Bloomin' onion, baby. Sorry. My manager got upset about something, picked up a potato off of a plate that was supposed to go out, chucked it across the room. It stuck to the wall. Everybody looked around in silence, and then they just went about on their business like as if he didn't throw the potato.
I feel like the fact that it stuck on the wall would have made me bust out laughing.
Yes!
That's not what I would have been expecting.
Like, I didn't ask for mashed potatoes, sir. No, probably not a good idea to say that. This one, I think, might be my favorite of all the meltdowns. And it didn't really happen like where it was like a physical meltdown, a verbal meltdown. It was a cyber meltdown. Apparently, this probably heard some text and said, my buddy got passed up on a promotion to an underqualified guy. And he had the best meltdown. He sent a reply all email to 400 plus of our employees. He titled it, I'm out. It included a list of everybody he hated. And then it ended with him saying, F you all except Tim. I'm Tim. And added a meme of SpongeBob walking out of the Krusty Krab.
Oh my gosh.
You know, sometimes I get so annoyed. I think we all deal with the reply alls. And like, you're just like, okay, can, we don't need to reply all. All day with this crap,
all
do
day.
We? All freaking day.
It's bad email etiquette.
And it's like, there's no way to opt out. Now, that's a reply all I would like to be a part of.
I will subscribe to that email. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella? Having meltdowns all the time? Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. Dakota from Renton, tell us your story.
I was working at a place in Kent, and the owners were just known to be like the most angry people. Like, customers knew it all the time, but all the employees knew it especially. Uh-huh. And like, I was out stocking shelves, and this my coworker, he was a good buddy of mine, and he was doing something, and then just the owner just came up and just like in front of like a whole crowd of people, like customers, like elderly people and everything, he told this guy, he's like, what are you doing? Can you please pull your head out of your ass? And so he, like, constant on a consistent basis, he would do this and cuss in front of, like, customers. There's they had a few sons that worked at this place as well, and I was like,
Dakota.
Dakota,
have you ever been in a place where, like, the boss is obviously reprimanding or, like, laying into the... And I'm always like, this is such a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm shopping, like, a clothing store and you just hear them kind of, like, talking them down, I'm like... Couldn't you go in the back to handle this or just speak to the person like an adult? Like, I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That is what I was going to say. That kind of makes me want to, like, walk out and never come back if that's the vibe.
You should just walk out and be like, I'm not buying this pair of jeans because of you, buddy.
You're a stinker.
Okay, well, fucking crazy, right?
206-803-ROCK, what was your Lou Piniella moment, or have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella?
I could kind of slightly relate to this one. I've never gone this level, but I've been very frustrated with our printers here at our radio station. Said my coworker spent 20 minutes trying to fix a jammed copy machine, and it kept saying paper jam, tray 3. And he kept screaming, it's not jammed, and then kicked the machine. HR had to have him take a mandatory anger management course.
That's very office space of that person.
And he also made it a point to say tray 3 did have paper in it.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, in 2025, I barely know how to work a printer or a copy machine anymore.
Well, there are times where you have a paper jam, and it tells you exactly how to remove it, and I do all the stuff. I take it all out. There's no paper in there. Close it all up. Hit the button again. Still says there's a paper jam. I'm like, you're just effing with me, printer.
And then we wait for our HR person to get here, and they fix it for us.
And the next thing you know, I'm taking an anger management course here.
206-803-ROCK. Ted from Quilcene. Have you ever had a Lou Piniella moment?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I recently went to the shipyard. I had some VA medical issues and had my FMLA paperwork. Everything was in a row. And they kept sitting on my paperwork. About 2.5 months in, our superintendent, I had been overheard telling him if he didn't stop messing with my money, I would bounce his head off his desk.
And then what happened?
Oh, I'm no longer in the yard, so you do the math.
You know what? Not that that's the way to handle it. Don't mess with people's money. Like, if you have a company and you're supposed to pay them at a certain time, do it.
Yeah. And be prepared for repercussions if you don't.
I remember having that happen. It was not here. It was a different radio station. I'm like, hey, I haven't been paid yet. And they're like, oh, there's some issues with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm check to check. Like, I don't make a lot of money here. I have to pay my rent. I would like my money. We don't understand why you're getting so frustrated with us. Because I don't have money.